Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Mars in the Three of Wands for 13 days. The ships are out. You're already launched. Room 1 is behind you. 13 days in the Two of Wands. Mars walked in on April 9th to a house already full. Neptune at the door. Saturn in fall, unable to enforce accountability from the outside. Mercury arriving late on tax day and racing to close the gap on a body that had been moving without the mind for 6 days. The two malefics met at 7 degrees Aries on April 19th and asked whether the ambition was real or performance. Mercury caught Mars on April 20th, and the mind finally had language what the body had committed to. The first room was about vision, about aspiration, about the man holding the globe, looking at the horizon, and deciding whether what he wants is real enough to build. You decide. The ships went out. Mars moved into the Three of Wands on April 22nd, and the question is no longer whether you will launch. The goods are in transit. The vessels are moving. The merchant is standing on the hill, watching the water, and waiting on the result he set in motion through his own effort. The outcome is not entirely in his hands anymore. He leans on one of the wands for support. At this stage, the seeker cannot go at it alone. What actually is the Three of Wands? The Three of Wands is validation, productivity, the fruition is deserved. It comes after hardship, after waiting, after the real work. And we know some people are allergic to real work. The Three of Wands is business and entrepreneurial success. It is the confirmation that steps taken have been the right steps. The ships carry the goods, and the merchant has earned the right to watch them go. But the card carries a specific warning that the Two of Wands does not. The merchant is leaning. He is not standing alone with the world in his hand anymore. He grasps one of the wands for support because at this stage, the outcome depends on more than his own force. Cooperation is required. Other people are involved. The result is coming back. But what comes back will be shaped by the forces that were set in motion and can no longer be controlled from the hill. You're launched in room 1. Room 2 shows you what the launch actually costs and what it needs to survive the return. Mars carries everything from the first room into this room. The fog of Neptune still present. The compromised authority of Saturn in fall is still meaning the discipline has to come from inside. The late arriving mind of Mercury that caught and passed it. Racing ahead now, with the ideas the body hasn't executed yet. All of it walks into the Three of Wands. And then the weather turns. April 25th, the sun will square Pluto. The sun moved into Taurus before Mars entered room 2. The head of the procession is already in fixed Earth. Slower, more deliberate, concerned with what is real and tangible and worth holding. The Aries stellium is still active, but the season has shifted. The sun in Taurus is asking what actually has value, what is worth keeping, what the body and the material world need to sustain what was initiated in the fire. On April 25th, the sun in Taurus squares Pluto, power dynamic surface, control gets exposed. Something in the territory of money, value, the body, or the material foundation either gets dismantled or reveals what has been hiding. Pluto does not negotiate, and the sun in Taurus does not bend easily. This square is a hard conversation between what you value and what power is actually operating beneath the surface of it. The season shifted, but it did not get soft. Taurus ground can be broken. The Sun square Pluto in the first days of room 2 is the reminder that what was launched in fire now has to survive the earth. And earth has its own laws about what gets to stay. April 26th, Mercury squares Jupiter. Mercury is already ahead of Mars. It caught and passed Mars on April 20th and has been running ever since. In Aries, Mercury does not wait. It thinks fast, speaks fast, commits fast. And on April 26th, it runs directly into Jupiter, exalted in Cancer. The mind hits the nourishment question 4 days before Mars has to live it. Mercury square Jupiter in Aries and Cancer is the fast thinker running into the emotional wisdom that refuses to be rushed. Jupiter in Cancer does not operate on Mercury's timeline. It builds from warmth, from roots, from what is held close. Mercury in Aries wants the answer now, wants to move to the next thing, wants to declare the strategy before the feelings have been consulted. Jupiter says, not yet, little daddy. You gotta feel this first. The mind gets the preview of the friction before the body arrives at it. Whatever tension Mercury encounters on April 26th, between the quick decision and the emotional truth, between the fast message and what the situation actually needs, between the plan that looks good and the plan that can be nourished into reality. Mars will have to live that same tension in its body 4 days later. Pay attention to what Mercury hits on April 26th. That is the question Mars will be answering from April 30th through May 4th. The full moon at 11 degrees Scorpio arrives on April 30th inside the window of the biggest aspect of the entire 40-day transit. Scorpio is Mars's night domicile. The full moon illuminating Mars's own sign while Mars is in mid-argument with Jupiter brings the emotional reckoning into the body of the transit at full light. What has been moving beneath the surface of the Three of Wands room? The feelings beneath the productivity, the emotional cost of the launch, the depth that force alone cannot reach, comes to full illumination here. This full moon has its own complete story. I'll be giving it its own attention later. But in context of room 2, it is a pressure point. The emotional light comes in the middle of the hardest aspect of the transit. Whatever you've been too busy launching to feel, the full moon in Scorpio will surface it. Note the date. The full moon and the Mars-Jupiter square arrive together. April 30th through May 4th, Mars squares Jupiter, exalted in Cancer. This is the biggest aspect of the entire 40-day transit. Not the most dramatic, the biggest. Two planets operating at peak dignity in hard aspect. That's not a weak hit. That is a genuine clash between two things that are both right and cannot agree. Jupiter is exalted in Cancer, at full strength, generous, expansive, protective, emotionally intelligent, operating from nourishment and abundance. Jupiter in Cancer feeds people. It builds from warmth. It grows through containment, through roots, through what is held close. Jupiter in Cancer is the wheel of fortune in the tarot deck, operating through the emotional mastery. The great benefic at peak power saying, what you build must be able to be held, must be able to be fed, must have roots deep enough to survive the seasons. Mars is in domicile in Aries, at full strength, direct, hot, competitive, initiating, operating from force and individual will. Mars in Aries acts first, It does not wait to be nourished. It does not pause to tend to the roots. Mars and Aries is the merchant who launched the ships and is watching them move. Confident, willing, ready for the next launch before the first one returns. A square between these two planets at these dignities is not a malefic event. It's productive friction between two valid principles that cannot occupy the same space at the same time. Fire wants to move. Water wants to hold. Neither is wrong. Both at full strength. And they are in direct conflict for 5 days. The question Mars has to answer in the Three of Wands room. Do you expand through force or through nourishment? This is not a philosophical question. It's a practical one. The ships are out. The goods are in transit. The return depends on more than how hard you pushed at the launch. It depends on whether what you built has the roots and the warmth and the emotional foundation to grow into something that can sustain itself, or whether it's only as strong as the fire that started it. Force can launch. Only nourishment can sustain. Mars square Jupiter is asking whether you know the difference and whether you're willing to do the uncomfortable work of receiving what Jupiter's offering through a sign that resists being held. So what are some of the Three of Wands demands? The merchant cannot go at it alone at this stage. This is not weakness. It is the specific wisdom of the card. The ships carry the goods, but the sea is not under the merchant's control. The return depends on conditions set in motion, on cooperation already in place or not, on whether the foundation of what was launched can hold the weight of the journey back. Sun square Pluto on April 25th is asking what power is actually operating beneath the value system you launched from. Name it honestly, or it names itself publicly. Mercury square Jupiter on April 26th is asking whether the mind's fast strategy matches the emotional truth or what the situation needs. The mind got the question first. Use the 4 days before Mars has to live it. The Scorpio full moon on April 30th is asking what you've been too busy producing to feel. The emotional reckoning arrives whether you're ready or not. Mars square Jupiter on April 30th through May 4th is asking the question the entire room has been building toward. Do you expand through force or through nourishment? Two dignified planets in genuine disagreement. You do not get to skip the friction. You get to choose how you meet it. The Three of Wands is not asking you to stop. The merchant is still on the hill. The ships are still out. You do not turn them around. You lean on the wine. You let something feed the foundation. You stay on the hill and watch. And you trust that what was real in the launch will be real in the return. May 5th, the room closes. Mars enters the Four of Wands, the harvest room. What you carry through the Three of Wands is what you bring to the celebration. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com, hit contact, leave me a message there. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to have a private conversation with me, I would like to have that private conversation with you. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com, hit booking. The conversation is free, the time isn't. If you want to show your appreciation for these daily offerings, I Am Astrology Readings, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. There's even a link below. Thanks in advance. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, Same style, 3 minutes, about your chart. You can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.